T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, and let's go right to them with NBA talk and a couple of great games late last night with a little whining in there and late in the games, and we have a lot of that, but Ron Rothstein, he doesn't whine and complain. He's old school. He knocks you down and says that's the way we play it. He joins us right now. Ron, good morning. How you doing?
Haven't knocked anybody down in about 45 years.
Hey, Ron, I got to tell you where this show has gone. About all the whining that players are doing, that officials affected the game and this. I got to ask you, because people, we've been talking about this. Did players whine and complain about calls as much when you were coaching, going back on some of the great teams with Miami and as well as Detroit? Do we see more whining today, or has it always been the same?
No, I think it's pretty much the same.
Okay.
What you see is there's greater coverage, okay? There's more people watching. There are more games on TV. There's people streaming. I mean, if you go back to the 80s when I got into the league, you know, the games were only finals on tape delay. You know, local TV had some games. I just think it is more exposure. But guys and coaches and players, me included, have been complaining about officials since time immemorial. It's not going to change. It's a human condition. It's a very, from my perspective now, because I'm a little bit older and somewhat removed from the sideline, the officials really do a pretty good job. And there are plays at the end of games that just stand out. But you play a 48-minute game with a 24-second clock, there's over 200 possessions.
Right.
And, yes, there are bad calls at ends of games. But officials don't want to make bad calls. They try and do their best. But there are plays in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. Hey, if you did your job better, you wouldn't have to be in that situation.
I believe that.
It's unfortunate.
I'm from that school, by the way, too, like when I see it. Yeah, I go, hey, what about the plays you didn't make early in the game? Exactly. So I got to ask you a follow-up. Do great players get calls? I had this with my dad the other night. He's going, look at that guy getting a call. Same guy gets the call. I go, great players get calls. Do you agree with that when people say that?
Yeah, there's a certain amount of truth to it. There's no question. No, I mean it is. And again, it's a human condition, because the guys have done it over and over and over. And, you know, they're so successful. And it's just the way it is. I know the NBA has tried very hard not to let that happen. And I think they've gotten better with it over the years. I really do. But it's still certain guys – the way they played, they will get more calls than other guys, especially rookies.
You know, it's funny, because we were talking before you came on about old school. People think old school guys never complain. And all I could think of was some of your teams, a guy going to basket and getting the crap knocked out of him. And then it turned into a fight, and half the time guys didn't even get thrown out of the friggin' games. They just got backed up. What a great time that was, man.
It was definitely different. And I've seen some things on Instagram and YouTube that I've forgotten about, okay? Some incidents that turned into fights that were like, I mean, serious. They were ugly and dangerous, and people really could have gotten hurt. But the one I was flabbergasted over, and I have forgotten about it, was the Marcus Camby going after Danny Ferry, swinging and missing, and almost knocking out Jeff Van Gundy, and cut him. And they walked him out of the Garden with a big towel over his eye because he got sucker punched. He was in the middle trying to break it up. I learned early on to get out of the way. You get hurt in those things.
Yeah, so I always wonder, because you were around some guys who were considered to be tough guys, but actual guys that were really tough that could fight, was there one or two guys everybody knew, like, not to F around with because they were just a badass? I remember when I was growing up, my dad used to go, Al Addles. Nobody messes with Al Addles. He's a bad man.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. Nobody messed with Al Addles. If you did, you had a big problem.
okay.
And they weren't necessarily, the big guys. Calvin Murphy.
Really?
Calvin Murphy was nobody wanted to mess with Calvin Murphy. And, there was some, I remember when Maurice Lucas and Darryl Dawkins squared off.
Ooh.
And they danced around one another. Wasn't really a fight. But there was some real, real dangerous fights. But yes, there were certain guys, that people didn't want to mess with. Will Chamberlain was one. Okay. I mean, I saw Will Chamberlain pick up a 6'8", 240-pound Bob Boozer by his shoulders in Madison Square Garden, walk him off the court, and the people in the front row scattered, and he sat him down like he was a baby and was lecturing him with his finger in his face because he swung his elbows. And, Wilt was legendary for his strength. And so nobody wanted to get Wilt real mad.
Yeah, wow.
But one night I remember in Madison Square Garden, Willis Reed, may he rest in peace, who was one of the greatest guys I ever met in basketball. I got to work with him one year in Atlanta. And I remember I had just gotten out of college, and he was a young guy. We were the same year. And he was playing for the Knicks. And there was a fight in the Garden against the Lakers. And Willis just lost it. Somebody did something to him. And he went down to L.A. bench. He wiped out the L.A. bench by himself. It was the damnest thing I ever saw. It was a scary moment.
Wow.
And he was a gentle giant.
Yeah.
He was not like that.
There was some crazy times.
I remember when I was with the Pistons and we played the Bulls in Chicago right after the All-Star game in 1988. And Rick Mahorn, he didn't throw Jordan down. Jordan was in the air, and he caught him in the air, and he swung him around and sat him down. Well, Oakley jumped Mahorn. All hell broke loose. People were throwing, for like the first 5,000 or 10,000, and the place was packed, the old Chicago Stadium, which was a stadium you couldn't hear yourself think. And people, they handed out these notepads, these little square notepads that said 19, all-star
yeah.
game. People were throwing them out of the stands at us. I'm telling you, if you got hit with one of them, you were going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And Doug Collins was coaching Chicago. He jumped on Mahorn's back. Mahorn picked him up and threw him over the table. I'm telling you,
wow.
It was crazy. But that was the old NBA.
Wow, Ron, those are great stories. All right, so I got to take it to this. We talked about it yesterday, and I just said, listen, they got their butts kicked. It didn't matter, you know, Jimmy or not. It got lopsided, no question about it. But you still got to have your best players play better, and Tyler Herro's got to be better than 11 points. Do you agree with that? And Spo's comments, I got to get him more involved and get him better looks and do more things to help him. What can he do to help Tyler Herro?
Well, he can change who screens for him to get him a better matchup,
better
number
screens.
One.
Okay, all right.
Okay. They tried to get him off the ball and run some baseline screening action to get him open. They can change the angles on some of the screens, and they can try and create some offense elsewhere, yeah, where he's a receiver rather than initiating. But the bottom line is, when you play them and they get open shots and they make them, when we get open shots, we have to make ours. And he had some open looks that I think if I remember, he was like 0-for-4 to start with the open looks. So he's got to be better, okay? Yeah. And collectively, we have to be better. There are things that can be done. Listen, this game, Joe, you play professional football, and you know the difference between one count early and one count late. A half a step this way and a half a step that way. You know the minutiae that's involved at the highest level, okay? And there's a lot of minutiae in what went on the other day that we can do better, defensively also, okay? And if we don't, it's going to be a short series.
Yeah.
But we have to be really, really good, because this is arguably the best team in basketball. It's had the best record. They're a really, really, really good team. And this is not the Celtic team we played last year, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Ron, I guess the other question is, so where's the scoring? I know, so I always use this, it came from you, and I always give you credit, is like your best players have to play the best in these kind of games. And I know Jimmy's out, so it puts more on Bam and Tyler, and I don't know if Rozier's going to play or not in game two. But it does put a lot more pressure on some other guys. And I like Jaime Jaquez. I thought was aggressive and really looked good at times. But where's the scoring come from? Is it just got to be as a group, or do you look at certain guys? And I know that you got to defend better, but where's it come from, the offense?
It's got to be a collective, Joe. I mean, Nico is capable of scoring more. Caleb Martin, who had a great series against them last year, right now is struggling with his shot, and he's not scoring the way he can. He's got to come to life. We got a nice boost from DeLon Wright, who's been playing really, really well at both ends of the court. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him get more time. I think Haywood Highsmith has got to pick up his game and score. And look, maybe we're going to see more of Kevin Love. Kevin has been incredibly efficient.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, I know, you know, he's not – I don't think he's totally healthy. I think he's healthy enough to play and be effective, and maybe his minutes need to be monitored. But I think maybe more minutes of Kevin Love, because I hate the plus-minus thing, but when he's on the court, and you look at his numbers per minute, his numbers put him – he's a top-10 NBA player. It's incredible what he's been able to do. Now, if you increase his minutes, maybe you don't get the same result. But this is a big team. These guys are big, okay?
Yeah.
Jason Tatum is maybe 6'9", he's 6'9", 6'10". Everybody doesn't think he's that big. He's big. But Zingas is like 7'2", 7'3". Al Horford is like 6'11". So maybe we're going to see more of Kevin Love with Bam on the court. And Kevin, you get a mismatch and you get a smaller guy on Kevin, he can take him into the post and create some offense out of the post. Not necessarily score himself, which he can, but he's an excellent passer. So there are things that can be done, and I'm sure there will be some adjustments made, and I'll be surprised if this next game is not a much more competitive game.
Yeah, no, I feel that way too. I'm with you. Hey, before I let you go, I know Boston's making a big deal about it, their post-game show, the Caleb Martin blocking out or low on Tatum, and they were calling it a cheap shot, especially after a Spo timeout. I don't ever think of Spo as being a dirty coach, or Caleb Martin showing no signs of, he's a good defender, but being dirty. What was your take on that play? Tatum went down hard.
It was just a basketball play. Caleb was coming in, crashing the board. Tatum came from a different angle. His momentum carried him into him. And anyone saying that it was after a timeout, Spo told them to do that. I can't say it on air, Joe, what I think of that.
Yeah. No, I was shocked. I mean, okay, his former player.
That is so stupid. You got to be a jerk to think that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Spo is, I mean, come on. No, I'm with you 100%. Hey, Ron, I can't thank you enough, man. It's always great having you. I love your old NBA stories. I didn't even have two cold beers while you were talking this time. It had to be coffee, but, man, your shit is really good, Ron. I really appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Joe. Okay. Right.
Okay.
You take care, buddy.
Thanks, bye-bye. Ron. We just got in trouble for that. All right. Thank you, buddy. All right. That was Ron Rothstein from the Miami Heat doing the post-game show, halftime show, and former WNBA and NBA head coach, as well as longtime great defensive coordinator with both the Pistons and the Heat. I feel like I know his whole resume. I got to tell you something else, man. I got to say this, and if you missed it early, I've been talking about it because I had great results, and I want to share it with the world, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you, thank you, thank you. 7 months ago, ED and low T hit me and hit me hard. Yeah, people said, well, you'll never get, I never get that. Oh, yes, you will. It's going to happen to everybody. Sometimes in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s for sure, I got it, man. I was low-T'd to death, tired, moody, gaining weight. I was miserable, man. Friday night, I was making excuse. I don't want to go out tonight, honey. No, let's do it tomorrow night, I swear. Sex drive was gone completely. Apologetic to my beautiful wife, man. I was like, this is crazy, man. And then Atlantic Men's Clinic got me rolling. Schedule consultation at Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, teen, a PSA test, and medically advised a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. More important, you're going to meet with that staff. It's so important. We got 6 locations. I go to the Plantation location, but it doesn't matter where you go. They got a great staff. And more importantly, you get rid of low T and ED, man. And I tell you what, you just feel better. Better for relationships. It doesn't matter what age. I know anybody tells you, it just comes with time. No, forget that, man. Forget that. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. I'm going to tell the whole world. I'm going to tell all of South Florida about it. If you come up to me privately, I'm going to tell you about it. Get over there. Call them 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com and get ready for great results like you had when you were a young man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.